要咖啡，我好喝咖啡，好好的。No cream with a cup of coffee. Well, thank you. Okay. But the candy is standing pain. And I want a cup of coffee. I always have a cup of coffee. I mean, I'm glad that I'm not exactly the most easy to understand person right now, but that was a cup of coffee isn't that hard to hear. Anyway, hi, hello, folks. I'm James Lux, and I'm sitting here at my custom place along a Boulogne Pond Flack of Connor at the old diner at a little Highway 43. But it's in a half minute from where I happen to be at this very moment. And I apologize so much for the way that I'm sounding because I have a mouthful of Novocaine. Novocaine. It's hard for me to say when you got a mouthful of Novocaine. Oh, my entire jaw is shot full of this stuff, and there's a numbness here, and a numbness over there, and my tongue is like a big piece of steak. It doesn't really want to do what it wants to do. But I understand that it can be wearing off fairly quickly, and as soon as it does wear off fairly quickly, I'll be able to talk a little bit better. But right now, I can't feel my face. I can't feel my face, and I have Novocaine because I have some dental surgery. And it wasn't very bad, to tell you the truth. I've had worse pain. I had a lot of wisdom teeth that was taken off. They extracted. And so they had to just shoot me up. And they doped me up pretty good, too. And so I'm still a little loopy, and I can't feel my jaw. But it's going to wear off really soon, I promise. I'm just going to play some music here. I really don't want to think about teeth a lot, because I've been thinking about teeth an awful lot lately before this thing, because they hurt. So I'm kind of done thinking about teeth. I'm kind of all done with the whole teeth thing. Anyway, while Novocaine wears off, I'm just going to play a song here, and I'm going to go over and play a number of T, 2.
There's a valley that is fine down in sunny Caroline, where the people all wear false teeth by the score. They ain't got no teeth to eat all that cornbread and fat meat, 'cause they got them pulled out 40 years before. When it's toothpicking time in False Teeth Valley, all the ladies get their toothpicks out at night, after supper in the evening by the moonlight. They pick their store-bought teeth with all their might. There's a gal named Lucy Lockett, wears her false teeth in her pocket, 'cause they're too darn big to chew with, don't you see? When I take her out to dine, I always loan her mine, 'cause I had them tailor-made for her and me. When it's toothpicking time in False Teeth Valley, all the ladies get their toothpicks out at night, after supper and evening by the moonlight. They pick the store-bought teeth with all their might.
Now pick it.
God, got some feeling back. Got my tongue back. Could do some freestyle rapping here. Ain't got no molars, ain't got no canines. Where they all put them teeth, ain't got no idea, but unless I'm dumb, they all got gum, so they all still got that pyrrhea.
Once for supper I was late, and they didn't hesitate. They just went right on eating all the grub. Hell, now here is what I hate. I had lost my upper plate, and the bottom one was wore down to a nub. When it's toothpicking time in False Teeth Valley, all the ladies get their toothpicks out at night, after supper in the evening by the moonlight. They pick their store-bought teeth with all their might.
Novocaine pain seems to have worn off nice and quickly. Good. Unfortunately, while drinking my coffee there, I managed to dribble a substantial portion of it down on my white shirt. But what are you going to do? Yes, indeed. And now that the Novocaine is worn off, there's great throbbing discomfort. But that's why God made Vicodin. Or rather, made human beings who could, through the marvels of chemistry, eventually craft such a thing as Vicodin, which is essentially, I guess, Tylenol plus heroin. Store-bought teeth. Not a lot of people could afford custom-made stuff, of course, so you'd have to send away from them. And if you were up down in the hills or the hollers, you'd have to get out the wish book and order some teeth, and I can't imagine they'd fit, would they? I mean, unless people were sending in plaster casts of their mouth, I don't think so. They would just say, I need a size. What? I mean, did people have sizes for teeth? Probably so. I need an upper plate size 7. If you look back at the old newspaper ads of the teens and the 1890s and whatnot, I've seen a lot of them. They all have a couple of things. One, they all have a lot of stuff about false teeth and how to keep them in place. I think they used a combination of pitch, tar, and sort of a Portland cement mixed in there. You could get them in, but you just couldn't get them out. And the other was painless dentistry. Everybody promised painless dentistry. I can't imagine that it was so, and I can't imagine that anybody who had had any contact whatsoever with the dentistry at the time would believe an ad that promised painlessness. Oh, what an era, and what a great time we live in today. I do remember my first trip to the dentist. I do. It was in Moorhead, Minnesota, for some reason. We went to a dentist there. It was in a building that is no longer standing, and looked out the window at another building that's no longer standing. Because Moorhead, in infinite wisdom in the 1970s, did what a lot of towns did in the name of urban renewal. We're going to save our downtown by essentially leveling it and putting up a bunch of concrete, characterless, bland structures nobody will want to inhabit. So they knocked down all the old brick buildings, but on the second floor was the dentist, and we went in there, and that's where I had my first cavity, which he detected. And he said, well, we'll have to give you a filling. And I thought, gosh. And then he said words that I remember to this day. I must have been 6, 7. He said, no time like the present. I remember sitting bolt upright in my chair. No time like the present. And there he went. There he went, and that was it. And for this, I got a cheap plastic ring. Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, my daughter goes to the dentist now. They give her floss, and they give her a toothbrush. In those days, a cheap plastic ring, probably coated with some radioactive substance that made it glow in the dark and rearranged your DNA. At the doctor, you got a balloon if you didn't scream too much. Yeah, even if you screamed, you still got a balloon. And the balloon said, from my doctor for being good. And the dentist gave you a ring. Yeah. Well, anyway, for some reason, I developed, I think, a healthy distrust of dentists. Most people do, because most people just don't like sharp metal things in their mouth. And that's enough about that. So let's go back to the jukebox, shall we? All I know is that I'm feeling good. Happy that things have been solved, more or less, and that I'm feeling on my jaw again. Well, let's take a look at the jukebox and see what we have here at number B2. Can I have some ice water, please? I'd like to chew on some ice cubes, just because I can. Boom, la, da, 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 boom, la, da, 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 boom, la, da, 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 boom. Boom, la, da, 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 boom, la, da, 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 boom, la, da, 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 boom. Sing it.
Mercy on me, my old lady, sure will be mad as I'll sin. It's after far, oh man, did I sure are afraid to open. Hello, my little honey bunny, why do you look at me so funny? I met Johnny Brown on the way. Tell me, how did you spend the day?
I can pick your teeth with this ice pick. I done told you about this before. I can pick your teeth with this ice pick. Yeah. You won't come home late anymore.
Darling, please wait. I know it's late. Give me a chance to explain, dear. I did no harm. Now let's be calm. Don't want the neighbors to hear.
I don't care a bit about the neighbors. For me, they can just go to places. But I now talking here with you, and I tell you what I can do. I can pick your teeth with this ice pick. Won't come home late anymore. I can pick your teeth with this ice pick. Done told you about this before.
My sugar plum.
Don't think I dumb. Sweet talk won't be of no use. You better weigh each word you say. I done heard every excuse.
Now I went with my large committee to visit
large
a
committee?
Man who was sickly.
Well, I tell you what's really true. They gonna soon have to visit you.
I'm gonna stab your face with this sharp knife. I'm gonna drive it up in your nose. I'm gonna plunge the blade into your chest. Cause you're hanging around with those hoes.
Man, you can lie, so happen I.
Okay, fine. Charming couple. Charming woman. I'm going to floss your teeth with piano wire. That's probably going to be it for the tooth-related songs. I think we're scraping with a sharp pointed instrument the bottom of the barrel there, because you just don't have an awful lot of teeth-related tunes. Hard to work teeth into a love song. Hard to work, I mean, limited, really. I mean, the nose you can get in because you drink in the perfume of your lover. Ears you can get into a song because you hear the birds and the song and all the manifestations of love. No. The heart, of course, my heart, it fills with the blood of love. I mean, but that's about it for the body and the sensory apparatus, right? Not a lot of, you can't work teeth into it, can't work the liver into it. Not a lot of songs about the kidneys. Although, if there were, who'd sing them? Urethra Franklin. Okay, I'm sorry. Very sorry. So, I can say almost with complete certainty that the next tune I play here will not be tooth-related. So, let's go to J1.
You wanna take it home, well, your teeth and your tongue will get you hung.
Yeah, yeah, one, yeah, 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 yeah.
You got those big round ears to hear. People start talking, you move it near. Ain't saying a word, just taking it in. Standing there listening with a big broad grin. Well, your teeth
and your tongue will get you hung. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You just look in, yeah, 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 to hear what you can hear.
Wow, 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 wow.
Anything you hear, you got to change it some. One of these days you need a new ear drum.
What are you talking about?
Your teeth and your tongue will get you hung.
Yeah, no, I'm
your teeth and your tongue will get you hung. I don't understand that exactly. I'm not sure how that works. Your teeth and your tongue will get you hung. How? If one is performing sodomy on the king and has a sneezing fit, I can see how that might happen, but it's not likely to happen, at least not in sufficient quantities that one would base a pop song around it, so, yeah, I don't know. Well, this would be a good place to take a break here, because I have to go floss, and I have to apply some topical analgesic, and I also have to rinse out my mouth with this blue fluid that turns everything inside my mouth blue for a while. It looks like I'm, you know, like the CD or the DVD box for Avatar exploded in my mouth or something. So we'll be right back after a word from one of our sponsors.
Now that the poultry shortage is over and you can get chicken again, you ought to treat yourself to the best meal in the world. Fried chicken, Southern style, accompanied by a chilled glass of Petri California Sauterne. Me, oh my, is that something. You know, Petri Sauterne is a wonderful mealtime wine. It's a white wine, the color of pale, pale gold. And Petri Sauterne is delicate in flavor, sort of subtle and kind of intriguing. Well, just wait till you taste it. You'll really love it with that fried chicken. Oh, and I'll tell you something else. It's wonderful with fish. If you haven't tried fish or any kind of seafood, together with Petri Sauterne, well, I hate to say this, but you don't know, folks. You just don't know. So how about finding out? Just pick up a bottle of Petri Sauterne on your way home tomorrow. It's a Petri wine, so you know it's good.
Oh, yeah. Little big, tiny little. Uh-huh. Ain't nothing but a BTO thing. That boogie woogie, big man. Oh, yeah, with that left hand, left hand. Ooh. Chromatic. Never thought I'd say this before, but as good as this is, it could use some banjo. Can't go wrong with a little late period, unchained, big, tiny, little, freed of the maudlin saccharine arrangements and allowed to just pound it out. Well, let's see here. Probably time for one more tune. Can't be long, though. And I'll be surprised if it's tooth-related, because I would make four tooth-related tunes. What do you think the odds are? Huh? Let's go to Z1.
Candy is candy, but love don't rot your teeth. Candy is candy, but love don't rot your teeth. Candy is candy, but love don't rot your teeth. Candy is candy, but love don't rot your teeth. The little my darling, you're so young and sweet. The little my darling, you're so young and sweet.
Who wrote this? Who is this? Chip and the Incisors, grant you. Well, we've learned something, haven't we? Unless you've written a bluegrassy tune about some backwoods yokels who had all their teeth removed 40 years ago, probably with pliers, or by the time-honored technique of tying a string around one, tying the other end of the string to a doorknob, and slamming the door shut. Unless you've done that, that pretty much any song about teeth is bad. Very bad. And failed. Failed horribly in the marketplace because nobody wants to hear a song about teeth. They just don't. Matter of fact, I'm a little bit surprised that I would consider to do a diner about the subject, but it's on my mind. Teeth. They're what's in your head. So when they start to get angry, well, it tends to occupy your mind. But as my friend the Dark Chef once said to me years ago, wise words of advice, ignore your teeth and they'll go away. Right though he was. Well, I'm at the point now where I'm done having them taken out, and now I'm going to wait a few years and then begin the tiresome process of having new ones put back in. The yin, the yang, the alpha, the omega, the diner, the Friday, the me, the outgoing, the exit, the struggling, the vamping, the date is March 18th, 2011. I'm James Lilacs. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you down the road.